Happy Tuesday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. Apologies the last couple of days that I haven't been able to send you audios and you've just been getting texts from me. I've been quite sick over the last number of days, and while some weeks I do all the content at the start of the week, more often than not I like to do the content either the day before or 2 days before, to keep it fresh and also in response to, you know, the messages and emails that I get from all of you. So this week it's all about trying to bring yourself into a place of calmness when things are stressful, when your anxiety levels are, you know, increasing, or when you're feeling panicked or irritated. And this has come really because over the last number of weeks, through all of the topics we've covered, a lot of feedback I've got from you all is that you're finding it hard to stay calm in situations. Now, that doesn't mean like you're exploding, but that you're finding it difficult to not have your anxiety levels or your frustration level or your stress levels be increased when situations are going on that are causing a lot of irritation and panic. And also as well, a few people have said, which I found very interesting too, was that in the moment of a situation that's stressful, you can externally look very calm, internally be feeling quite anxious, and actually manage to respond okay to the situation. But days or even weeks down the road, you're still finding that your body and your mind is having a reaction to that. And it might come up in fits of anger or feeling very, very resentful towards situations or even people. So I think it's very important for us to cover this topic, because bringing ourselves into a state of calm is obviously something that we would love to be able to do. And, you know, it's a click of a switch. And I wish there was a magic pill or a magic formula to be able to do this. A lot of the teachings I've been doing over the last number of weeks of, you know, ways in which we can change things, it's nearly like a to-do list. And I really do believe a lot of the, you know, techniques or exercises I share with you are very beneficial. However, what can happen when you're in a state of frustration or irritation is all of that knowledge just goes out the window, which is completely understandable. And it's because you're in the moment. And in the moment, it's very hard when something's going on to say, oh, what's my to-do list of how to get me out of this feeling? So today, I just wanted to talk about a couple of ways that you could look at bringing yourself in the moment, okay? And that's what we're going to deal with today. In the moment, how can I bring myself into a better state of calm, or bring my energy levels from stress down? Tomorrow, we're going to do a meditation, and on Thursday, then I'm going to look at ways after an event. So to cover what people have been saying is that they can, you know, react well in the situation, but afterwards, you know, it can affect them more. So we're going to look at ways on a longer term basis to deal with it. I have an image as well I've created for you today that you'll see underneath this audio with some of the ways listed out, and just to explain them a little bit more. So the first one is to breathe deeply. Now, I know when you're in a situation that can be very stressful, actually what we do when we are very stressed is we actually hold our breath. So if you think of your normal breathing pace at a calm state, you know, being very relaxed, coming in and out, we can actually hold our breath in a state of stress, and we're not actually breathing in a normal way, and that can make our anxiety levels even worse, because we can get quite a lot of tightness around the chest when we do that. So to breathe deeply, so say for example you're in a work situation that's very stressful, or you may have an ongoing situation that you find very stressful with a person or just something, you know, in your life. And what I would suggest for you to do when you feel that stress is just say to yourself, okay, just breathe. And literally take those breaths in. We do it a lot in the meditations that I send to you during the week, you know, so breathe in and breathe out, and make it a practice to say, I'm going to do this for 2 minutes. You will actually see a reduction in the stress you're feeling in the body. The tightness around the chest will also relax, and you will start to actually come down a little bit from that state of anxiety. So breathing it would be my number one go-to thing. Nice deep breaths. And also breathing out is a nice release. You know, if you've ever very stressed about something and you just find yourself going, you're just like letting it all out, that's exactly what you need to do. A few of those, even go into a toilet somewhere if you want to be on your own, and just literally exhale it out as loud as you can. The louder you are, the more you're releasing from the body. Second one, very quick tip, is to count to 10. If somebody's talking, allow them to keep talking, but in your mind, just literally, you can actually hold your middle finger with your thumb on each hand and just press in and just count to 10. You can count backwards from 10 to 1 or 1 to 10. But again, what it's doing is it's trying to get the mind to concentrate on an act or an activity like that. But it's also, as you do it and do it nice and slowly, 10, 9, 8, it's bringing the mind down. Again, it's like the breathing. It's bringing the body's energy to a lower pace, okay? Take a walk. So either get out of the building you're in or the situation you're in, or if you're in something that you need to get out of, you know, walk out into a different room. And even, I don't mean pace, but just gently take some very slow steps. It's all about bringing that energy down. When you're in a state of anxiety or a state of stress or a state of frustration or irritation even, I find I get quite irritated easily actually. The heart starts racing, you know, you start getting quite angry, you get fidgety, the body starts to get very frustrated, everything's annoying, you know. It's like those times where I feel irritated and maybe one of the hairs off the top of my head is like touching off the side of my face, and I'm like trying to swipe it off, and I get myself all hot and bothered from doing that, because I'm in a state of, you know, frustration. So taking a walk, calming it down. And the next one is a really good one, which is the 3-3-3 rule. Now, I've talked about this in a lot of different ways throughout our teachings, which is the first thing to do is in that situation. And even if someone's, you know, shouting at you or getting annoyed with you, one of the things, sorry, this is kind of just going slightly off from the 3-3-3. One of the things I learned years ago when I left college, I went to work in the bank and we did extensive customer service training. And it's always stuck with me, you know, that's like whatever number of years ago, 14 years ago. And a member of the person training us told us that if there was somebody on the phone shouting at us, or even a customer in front of us shouting at us, one of the things for us to do is to make our voice go lower, you know, so go nearly to a whisper. And what happens is the person will be straining to hear you that they actually have to stop their shouting and their, you know, high energy vibration to actually strain to hear what you're saying. And it can actually reduce things, you know. So I would actually say if you're in a situation like that, you can, you know, bring your own voice down and have that person have to strain, which means they have to come out of that engagement of fury or, you know, anger that they've got going on and to listen to. Or you can literally zone out from what you're saying, what they're saying, and do the 3-3-3 rule, which I'll explain now. Or if you're in a situation just where you're thinking about something that's stressing you, do the same thing. So the first thing is to look around and look at three things that you can see. So I'm actually recording this from my bedroom at the moment because I'm sick. So three things I can see are my laptop, my duvet cover, and my pillow. So it's in bringing me into the present moment, what's around me. Three things I can hear. So I can actually hear noise outside. I can hear my own voice. And I can also hear the sound of my laptop on the duvet overheating. And three parts of your body. So I can see my hand, I can see my arm, and I can see my wrist, okay? So what you're doing there are those three things you see, three things you hear, three parts of your body is bringing your attention into the present moment. And then the last thing I would suggest is to fact check or your thoughts to get clarity, or challenge your thoughts to get clarity, okay? And what I was gonna say is with that, is that when we're in a state of panic, so say we've got irritated by something, say we're feeling anxious by something, generally it's bringing us into a future-based state. What's going to happen? How are things going to pan out? Where am I going to be? This person's shouting at me. How is it going to be in 5 minutes' time? What do I need to do to resolve this? We go into future-based thought. So it's to fact-check where we are. So is this actually a situation that's got some negative connotations to it? Is the situation realistic that I'm visualizing in my mind go negative? Challenge the thought. So the first four of those things are things that you can actually do in the midst of a situation. The fifth one is something you can do in the moment, but would definitely need to be done after those first four. So you'll be able to read these underneath what I've written them. I just wanted to explain them more for you. I really feel these things work. I use them myself. I would suggest to a lot of people I work with to use them, and they do and they work. But it's just about creating a habit with them. So just saying, okay, what are those things that I need to do quickly that can help me? You could even print out this little picture I've done up, you know, and put it somewhere just as a reminder, as a screensaver, but eventually we will get. So it's all stuff that's in your body. So, you know, I'll go back over them there. So breathing deeply, counting to 10, take a walk, the 3-3-3 rule, and then challenging or fact-checking your thoughts. So I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. We'll do a meditation tomorrow, and then Thursday we'll be back with some more longer term things you can do to bring yourself into a state of calmness. So maybe when the event is over, and it's still triggering you days or weeks later on. Wish you a beautiful day.